I'm going to give you three options of, you know, huge tragedies that happened in the summer of 2005. Can you pick which one you think was the worst?
Okay.
Great. The London Underground bombings, Hurricane Katrina.
Also bad.
Or the premiere of Mind of Mencia.
Welcome to Bottle Episodes.
Bottle Episodes.
Hi, guys. My name is David Piccolomini.
I'm Daniel Crow.
And this week we have a guest. We are joined by...
Hi, Daniel J. Parafan. What's up, everybody?
Yes, Daniel. And we watched quintessential sketch comedy classic, Mind of Mencia, featuring revered comedian Carlos Mencia. Ned Mencia.
Yeah, whatever his real name is.
So Mind of Mencia was a sketch show from 2005 to 2008.
A sketchy show.
It was, oh man, that was all about the twisted mind of Carlos Mencia, who had recently blown up from just, was it just stand up?
Yeah, he just like would be on TV sometimes just doing stand up, but also Comedy Central was like, hey, we're looking for a Latino Dave Chappelle. So they were trying to do their Latino Chappelle show.
And Carlos Mencia won out. His name is really Ned, and then he changed it because Mitzi Shore told him to change it, right? Yeah.
According to Wikipedia, anyway.
According to Wikipedia. I believe that. I think I remember hearing that in a podcast, too. Like, back when the Marin... But that's the other thing, is Carlos Mencia, infamous joke thief, called out by Joe Rogan, kind of helped launch Joe Rogan's like second wave of his.
Yeah, so try not to make any good jokes on this podcast that are too good or he'll take them.
Yeah, so like also a victim of cancel culture, if you think about it.
Yeah, Joe Rogan invented cancel culture.
That's what he did.
Oh, no.
Hot take.
He knew not what he wrought.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you build your biggest enemies. That's Joe Rogan.
Yeah. That'd be a fun question to ask Joe on his podcast. You know, you get on there like... So are you like a cancel culture guy or what's the deal? SJW.
Oh, yeah, finally getting on Joe Rogan to be like, we got him.
Yeah.
The other thing is watching this, you do hear people complaining about, oh, everything's too politically correct. You can't joke about X, Y, or Z anymore nowadays. And look, there are some points to be made there, certainly. But if it's saving us from shows like Mind of Mencia,
yeah, if I would sacrifice a little bit of freedom for that safety.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was real, just terrible.
Currently sitting pretty at 3.0 on IMDb, which is actually super low for a show that was very popular.
It was huge.
It was huge and a lot of fans. I was 13 when this came out. You couldn't talk to a 13-year-old boy for more than 10 minutes in 2013 without them going, which was his catchphrase.
Yeah. I was never a Mencia guy. Like not to brag, but it is that weird. He was just around everywhere and then I was the call out, and that just really he kind of fell off from there, and then he could just play to his like direct fans.
It felt like that call out probably would kill him or whatever little fan base he had at the time.
He was a huge fan base.
Yeah,
he was giant. He and the thing is, it's interesting watching because he does have comedic chops. He has a lot of presence, and like as far as like his performance. Like when he's performing, it's a very strong performance.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, using it to say some of the worst things I've heard in a while.
I'm curious what his act is now. Because the stuff that he was doing when the show was on absolutely would not be considered acceptable today. Like venues would ban him for some of that stuff. Yeah. It wouldn't be like Lenny Bruce, the cops aren't going to get called on him or anything, but they're just going to be like, yeah, you can't do your show here.
Yeah, this is just not, they're just like, this is not funny. What the hell is this?
You would be surprised where you still could do a lot of that.
Oh, yeah, no, there's comedy clubs that would have him because they don't care and they sell tickets.
Yeah.
But if he tries to do a theater,
they're
like, you know, we have a ballet here sometimes.
No, that doesn't matter either. Theaters just take your money.
It depends on the theater.
That's true.
Some theaters are doing quite well.
Yes.
And they don't want to lose their bookings with numerous people who would get mad if they heard his act.
That's fair. But I would say, yeah, I mean, also, he's mostly doing, like, the casino thing.
Yeah, that does
make sense. Oh, it must pay like crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the thing of you can make a lot of money, and you're really going off of, like, half-name recognition that drunk people will be like, oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
That's really all.
What happened to him? Here's $10,000, and you're like, okay, well, yeah, say whatever the hell I want.
For $10,000, I'll let them all find out what happened.
Yeah, that's great.
And it's just him. I mean, also, I mean, yeah, in those kind of rooms, you probably still could do a lot of that stuff.
Definitely.
But I think, yeah, that's one of the main problems with the show. So he comes out, he does a monologue for like 10 minutes.
Well, here's his first joke. He says, because they're in this set, which looks a lot like the Chappelle Show set. But yeah, there's like a fence surrounding the audience. And his first joke is, that fence is not for decoration. It's the one my parents jumped over to get into America. Which right away means that he told them to build a fence into his set to make that joke.
Yep.
Rather than write a different joke.
Nope. He's like, let's get a fence set going.
Went to the writer's room, pitched it to everybody, and everybody was like, oh, fuck, genius! We need to put that on TV right now.
Let's add this to all our anti-Muslim jokes we're going to do.
Yeah, because it is then 10 minutes of anti-Muslim jokes.
Holy shit.
It is wild how much, because he does the one, yeah, he does that one Mexican joke to be like, see, I make fun of everybody. And then just is so Islamophobic.
So Islamophobic, the French would recoil. They would be like, oh my God, too far, buddy. Yeah.
I like that. That was a very specific reference. Yeah. Yeah, and he just keeps talking about it. It's like, he's like, yeah, you guys just got to get beaten like the rest of us. Like, that's how you enter America, is you come in, they tell you you ain't shit for a while, then you grow.
But he keeps saying that's what it was like for black people and Mexicans. But the thing about Carlos Mencia is famous for doing a lot of Mexican jokes, but he's not Mexican.
No.
He's Honduran.
Yeah, he gets confused for one all the time, though. That's it.
That's like bunning, like pushing up against like 2005. Even like people would be like, yeah, he's from South America. Who cares?
It's close enough, you know?
Yeah.
They don't really give a shit.
He doesn't even say Mexican. He says Beaner. It could be any of them.
Yeah, good
but
point.
It's like, if any of us just started doing jokes about like, I'm Canadian, it would be weird.
Yeah, true.
Yes.
It's just that weird.
I'm from fucking Miami. Of course I can make fun of fucking
also,
Canada.
Here's
what
I'm going to say is, if I was in Brazil and I started doing jokes about Canada, it wouldn't matter if it was me or a different white guy from Canada. They wouldn't be able to tell.
That's true, too.
They'd be like, he's not speaking with a Canadian accent. They'd be like, oh, you know what a Canadian accent sounds like?
Yeah, they'd shit on you. And they were like, come on, man.
Well, not
fine.
Me. I'm talking about like these Brazilians who are, you know.
They might.
Imagine I'm having this conversation
in
Portuguese.
What if they love Schitt's Creek?
They'd be like, well, yeah, then I'll know because they'll go, David.
Yeah.
And if it's them, I won't be doing my Canada jokes. This really went, we went somewhere very random.
Yeah, yeah. I never saw Schitt's Creek, so I'm like, oh, no.
It's Canadian.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I know that. And, yeah. But, like, from context, I figured that out, you know?
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Don't you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, he just kind of talks about how the Middle Easterners need to get beat in, because, like, 9/11 happened, so, like,
welcome
to America. I am
just so thankful this came out a month before Hurricane Katrina. Because if it had come out a month after, that's all the jokes would have been about.
We didn't watch episode 3.
I'm willing to bet it was all in the can.
Oh, yeah.
Beforehand.
But if it had been like a week before, you'd be like, we got to do a new episode.
Yeah.
New start. New
Write
intro.
Some. Come on. This they're going to want us to talk about it.
Yeah, they're just fucking waiting for it. You know,
man.
Oh, my God.
That did surprise me about the show is how like weirdly overtly political it was randomly.
It's weird. It's quote unquote political in that it makes fun of politics, but I don't really think it has a stance.
Sort of. It's like, but its stances are very cookie cutter, easy handed stuff like racism is bad. Unless it's Carlos Mencia doing it.
Yeah.
And then it's fine.
He also had one thing I saw on YouTube or something. It was like, he tried to get a license for his car, like a fucking, you know what the
novelty?
That's
like
it.
Vanity.
Obviously, vanity play or whatever. And he was looking to say have one say the N-word, and every single person at DMV rejected him. And then he applied for one that said the S-word, you know, against Hispanics, whatever.
Yeah.
And they accepted it.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was like the random, like every so often you punch one of those in, you're like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Did someone let you say something in the writer's room? Who's like in charge of your show? Jesus Christ.
That just makes me think of my Dodge Durango that I had on.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to actually have to cut that out.
Yeah, I would say for yourself.
For yourself. Do not put that in the podcast. Yeah,
but leave this moment right now where we're like, oh my God,
just
David.
Just bleep it.
Yeah, yeah. That works better.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. We're all Jesus Christ, man.
I'm on the phone currently to a lawyer. And you're in trouble.
He's going to get his name off the podcast as quickly as he can. You can't prove I was on this.
Durango, I thought was the funny word.
I think it's going to be a fun bit for me to not say a single word for the rest of the episode. As if I've stormed off.
We just occasionally will open.
Oh, wow, he left. Look at that. You know,
we open the door and held the microphone out. We just hear you vaguely talking on the phone.
Yeah, no, you gotta send him to jail.
I'm the Lenny Bruce of my generation, much like Carlos Mencia thinks he is.
You're Lenny Bruce, what are you being arrested for, though? But you're being arrested for, like, pedophilia.
Can you imagine?
Oh, Jesus. Like, oh, no. This is
that's
much
your
worse.
Thing. Yeah.
Now I'm trying to imagine an REM song that mentions Carlos Mencia, like Lenny Bruce. I just can't picture it.
It's yeah, they've updated.
Yeah.
It's the end of the world. Did they do that once?
No, Fall Out Boy updated We Didn't Start the Fire, which is close enough. They're the same song.
Yeah, that's fair. They're just like, hey, here's all the stuff that happened.
And, yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so then do they let up on the Middle Eastern jokes? They do not, because then we cut to Chili's.
Well, no, he does a bit that's like, we're going to bring over all of our businesses to the Middle East after the war.
Oh, yeah.
He makes a joke about Jared from Subway. I'm like, you don't know what you're doing, dude.
Yeah.
You have no clue what joke you're making
right
hindsight.
Now. Jesus Christ, you know?
Yeah, that's so funny. Like, the idea of, like, the Middle Easterns aren't going to like Jared from Subway. It's like, yeah, probably
they're
not.
They're correct to not like
Jared.
Good
job, yeah.
So many
most
levels.
Of us don't.
Yeah.
I like to believe that Carlos Mencia knew, but was still Team Jared at the time.
It's an open Hollywood secret.
Yeah. So then they do a sketch that's it's a Chili's commercial, but everyone is Arabic.
Yep.
Or Carlos Mencia in a turban.
Yeah.
Yeah, something else too.
But there's no joke. It's just them doing the Baby Back Ribs song.
Yeah. They don't even do that much of an accent.
Yeah.
Which I'm not like good, but it's already this show.
I get it.
Just like commit at that point to like, it was worse watching a half-assed Chili's commercial.
Yeah,
it made me long for an actual Chili's commercial. That's how bad this show is.
I might get ribs.
Yeah, after this,
half of this. Yeah,
no, we're bringing we're eating ribs on the pod.
Oh god.
But here's the thing: if you want to parody Arabs in some way,
great, good start,
and you need to make some sort of business, why Chili? Here's the three businesses he picks throughout. Chili's, Snickers, and Verizon to do like Arabic commercials for. It's not even an effective way to satirize terrorists at that point.
It was just like, and they were like, look how funny they say these words. That was a joke.
Essentially, it was just like, isn't it funny that it's the Middle East like, with America products?
If you want to do like an edgy version, like, because he wants to be edgy, right?
No, I think he can't help himself.
So why is the joke just then, wouldn't it be funny if they ate at Chili's? It should be like a commercial for Home Depot and they're like making a bomb with stuff they built at Home Depot or something.
Sure, yeah.
That's like an actual edgy thing to do. And I guess it makes sense for the angle he's trying to go to. But instead, it's just ribs.
Yeah, which we don't even know if they're... I guess we're assuming they're beef ribs.
I didn't think too much. I don't think they thought too much into it either. You know, I think it's just some asshole.
Yeah, Baby Back Ribs, aren't they pork?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't eat pork.
Yeah, but again, no one thought that through.
He committed a hate crime with that sketch.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, Baby Back Ribs, they're not eating ribs in the Middle East.
No, not at all. It seems like it wouldn't do well at all. Chili's.
Yeah, it's actually one of their main things that they have in common.
Yeah.
That's one of the things they have in common with the Jews. That's one of the few things.
Yeah, the pork thing, yeah.
Jews, the one group he never brings up in this show. He doesn't. He brings up everyone else.
You're right. You're correct.
At least in the two episodes we watched, Carlos, it's not funny to him. They've suffered too much in Carlos's mind.
Do you know who? Also, white guys, he kind of left alone too.
Oh, he goes Tom after Cruise. Tom Cruise.
What, Tom Cruise?
No, but that's gay guys.
That's gay guys. He didn't touch white guys at all.
In the next episode, he does like a Mormon fundamentalist sketch.
Four seasons. Oh, yeah. Season two? Episode like no, season four, one, episode
the four,
two?
The season
or
four,
season four, episode one. The one we watched.
Yeah, I'm sure he goes after white guys at some point, but it is weird that everybody else takes like hits constantly.
Just parading people.
Just on the street.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
He also did that That news thing I hated. I thought it was stupid as hell.
Oh,
that making fun of the news. He's like, look, this is the news. Look at what your local news is stupid.
No insightful commentary.
No. He's just replaying
it. He's just playing it, but it's like a scene of like an emu attack or like emus escaped, like giant emus escaped.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wow, it takes a lot of people to go after a bird. It's like emus are dinosaurs. They will fucking kill you.
They beat Australia. They'll beat you. Okay.
I would love to have seen him try to fight an emu and then it ends after one episode when he dies.
Like an emu would fuck Carlos Mencia up.
Oh, we've officially turned into Rogan. We're talking about what animals would beat up people.
Oh, no.
This is now we're attacking Rogan. Carlos Mencia. Talking about animals. I didn't even go, fuck you up.
Yeah,
all
right,
well, what animal do you think you could fight if you had to fight one?
Carlos Mencia.
Oh, Carlos, you would fight
Carlos Mencia.
Nice, okay.
We tried not to call him an animal. That's his job, to call other races animals.
All humans are animals. Ergo, you can fight Carlos Mencia.
Okay, there you go. That's good. You turned this to an actual point. Okay.
Yeah. All right, hell yeah.
Great. I'm glad we're going with the esoteric man is animal.
Most dangerous game of all.
Carlos Mencia.
You fuck him up, he's going to put on another special. I think that's a dangerous.
So also, it needs to be said, like, 2005 is when he gets to the show. 2006 is when the stealing scandals start to pop up. And then 2007 is when Rogan calls him out.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. Like, the YouTube video drops.
So, again, it seems like, because I heard Robin Williams stole a lot, too.
And then he was on this show.
Yeah.
He was passing the torch.
Yeah, he's like, this is how you steal effectively.
Here's some jokes I took, and they're yours now.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, Robin Williams strikes so much more as unintentional riffing.
But he did it all the time.
Constantly.
What?
He stole a lot.
Yeah, that's, well, I don't know, like
I don't condone joke thefts, but at least Robin Williams, you can tell, is an immense talent that maybe just didn't have a knack for writing.
Right.
At least he used it properly. Also, if you're gonna steal good.
Is he hiring writers? Like, why not just hire writers?
I'm pretty sure he probably did towards the end when he was doing like an HBO special in 2008.
Yeah.
He probably wasn't stealing then. But at least the guy clearly could perform on stage Carlos Mencia could not.
Definitely.
No, that's true. Ron Williams is like an insane talent beyond most reproach.
Yeah, and then Carlos is just like in your face like, oh, you didn't like that.
Yeah. It
feels like bullying.
It is bullying. Show, yeah. It is just bullying. It's like, I get to talk however I want to talk and nobody can tell me no.
Definitely.
And I'm the biggest kid and I can say whatever naughty words I want to say.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But it is funny because that's like, there are some modern comedians that sound like that.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely the start of like heel culture comedy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Carlos Mencia, founder of the heel culture.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, who cares if I stole? I do it better than you.
Yeah.
Like, literally shit he would say. Yeah. Like, it's like, and to be fair, he is a great performer. Like, watching him on there, I was like, there's a reason people were laughing.
He's not a great performer in the sketches.
No. Garbage in the sketches. He's not an actor at
all.
Awful
actor. Just the worst.
There's a great movie. It's not a great movie. It's a bad movie, but it's great for one reason. And it's like, I can't remember what it's called. So Carlos Mencia's daughter is marrying Forrest Whitaker's son in this movie.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So you can see Forrest Whitaker in scenes with Carlos Mencia absolutely blowing him out of the water. It is an insane comparison. Because Forrest Whitaker, one of the best of his generation. And then Carlos Mencia, I feel like, has cue cards. It's crazy.
Our family wedding, a 2020 film.
Yeah.
Oh,
2020?
Is it 2020 or 2010?
No way. This would have been like
2010. Sorry, yeah. 2010.
Okay. I was is a recent film.
15% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, he's from Honduras.
Jesus Christ.
It is truly like watching like an NBA player play against a toddler every time they share a scene.
Oh, I would. Yeah, I'm going to watch that at some point. Yeah, that's going to happen. Oh, I need to.
Yeah, at least watch the clips, you know, see what's up.
I'm just going to fast forward to the Forrest Whitaker scenes for sure. Yeah, I'm not going to I'm not going to enjoy. That'd be funny if Forrest Whitaker just be like, no, watch the whole movie.
Because Forrest Whitaker will have like serious discussion about watching his kid grow up. You can tell there's like real emotion behind it for him. And then Carlos Mencia will just come and go,
that's been his whole career, you know?
Yeah.
He's still on that for a while.
Yeah.
Essay. Yeah, he'll drop an essay at the end.
So then, yeah, he goes, where does he go next? It's the next sketch or the first sketch. We got to, no, we did the baby back ribs.
Baby back ribs. What was after that?
And then.
And then Peter Boyle comes in to read a quote unquote fan letter.
Yeah. That is.
It's just rude.
First episode. Pilot. But, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's already got a huge amount of fans that write letters.
Yeah.
And it's also just like it's like that weird thing of like the inconsistent character of the narrator of somebody who was like, it's like a fake woke person who is also using like
slurs.
Slurs and stuff.
Yeah.
And
slurs everything. That we got mad at you for saying earlier.
Yeah.
This really
I thought it was okay. I saw Mencia do it.
Well, yeah, Mencia can do it. So can I.
I mean, he's not Mexican and he says it, so.
Yeah. Counting up to make sure it was enough letters.
Oh, fuck.
So he was just like saying, so it's this inconsistent narrator in that, but also it was funny to watch Peter Boyle be like shitty.
Yeah, you know, he got paid.
Yep. It's like, all right, great.
You know, he was not their first choice.
No. They're like, who did we get?
You know, they wanted Forrest Whitaker. It was always Carlos Mencia's dream to work opposite Forrest Whitaker. And
Peter Boyle was the one that returned the calls. He's like, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. But whatever. I need the check. Yeah.
Yeah. Peter Boyle seemed excited to read the slurs, actually.
Yeah. If anything, he wrote that wasn't even written in. He wrote those
added
himself. Yeah. Ad libbed the whole thing.
Mencia loved it. So
he's like, oh, perfect. This is good.
That is true. Every time there was like a Latin slur, they would cut to Carlos Mencia laughing. Just so, you know, like, it's cool that Peter Boyle said
this
it.
This isn't racist. Look.
Yeah. Mencia one of you asked was laughing. Him to do
yeah.
this.
So then they get through that letter, and then we're treated to another terrorist commercial.
Yep.
For Snickers?
Yeah.
Snickers.
It's a shame they didn't have You're Not Yourself When You're Angry or When You're Hungry yet.
Yeah. And then it's the sketch where he's like,
immigrant crossing.
Look at these immigrant crossing signs. Oh, that's pretty messed up, right?
Yeah. It's like, so who's on this sign? And people are like, well, it's hard to say what race they are.
And that goes on for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It feels like it takes forever.
It seems like he was trying to make a valid political point. It didn't really hit, you know?
Yeah.
The only
guys, it's so racist that California puts up these signs so that people don't get hit by cars.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
But like implying that they're Mexican or that they won't. But I think it's not even, he's not even mad that they're implying that they're Mexican. He's mad that they're, that they won't admit that they're implying that they're Mexican.
Oh.
But they have a point because other people from other countries do go to Mexico and then cross the border there.
And there's also people crossing the border all the time. So it's like, just look out. Yeah. Just watch out, you know?
The right. sign is just to help people. Why are you
but
mad
that's
at
what,
it?
That's what I'm saying. He's mad that they won't admit that it's for
but
Mexicans.
It's, but it's like it's not even for Mexicans.
But
it's
that's
for
what
anybody
but
coming
that's
over
what
the
he's
border.
Mad at still. Yeah, he's just mad at it. And then he gets the guy to, what's it called? He's like, oh, they do the fake out for it where you find out it's been a sketch the whole time where it's like, he's like, all right, we turn the cameras off. So who's it really for?
Don't you say it. Don't you say it.
Come on. I know, David. You want to say it so bad.
That's all what
Jesus
we've
Christ,
learned,
man.
David.
Come on. He's looking for any excuse.
It's disgusting, dude.
Clowns.
All right.
Yeah. That's
the next episode.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
An anagram.
Yeah, and then he does those news clips with the emus and then Bush giving the finger.
No, there's one more terrorist sketch.
Oh, yeah, for just like Verizon.
With a big Z or something.
He does the can you hear me now guy, but speaking Arabic in like a war zone.
Arguably not. Like, what was so funny about that? Even at the time, it's like, was that funny?
It's just recognizing it. And then also, I do think, like, especially,
commercial?
I'm not going to, we're not going to, I don't need to talk about current events right now, but like, there has been a large developing of a consciousness towards the Middle East, I would say, in the past year, in terms of like oh, what's really going on over there, like in the past like couple years, I would say. And there was just a period after 9/11 where we were like where people were just like Durka Durka Jihad was just the joke. That was the joke.
Yeah, true.
And it's like, so there is that level of like, there might be a thing where it was like for a large amount of people, in a lowest common denominator way, it's like, you know, this commercial, you think they talk funny, ta-da, we did it.
But then that ends and they come back from commercial break. And this is his pilot, by the way.
Yeah.
And it feels like they don't have enough time. For the rest of the episode, it feels like he's just filling time. Like they had 17 minutes written.
And he was like,
oh no.
Yeah.
Because then they just pull up pictures of celebrity and goes,
oh yeah.
Oh man, Britney Spears, she's dumb. Am I right? And people go, yeah. Yeah.
It's just they go through a roast set of like a bunch of women. It's just a bunch of women.
There's Tom Cruise, Saddam Hussein, and Michael Jackson as well. Okay. And in the middle of it, Peter Boyle shows up to be like, you still suck.
Yeah.
But it's like, he could have gone after some other, there were other male celebrities at the time that could have gone
after. Also, if you're going to be like, we're this political show that goes there sometimes.
Why aren't you going there?
Then go there. Yeah. Don't just like call Paris Hilton a dumb slut. Yeah. Like, that's fun. Like,
who hasn't?
It feels like he didn't think this bit through.
No.
It really feels last minute.
Definitely.
Because like, if they had time to think about it, they wouldn't have been reaching back to be like, man, Courtney Love is on drugs. It's 2005. We've stopped doing those jokes for at least 7 years.
Yeah.
She's not in the public eye anymore.
Kurt Cobain killed himself. We stopped talking about Courtney Love so much.
And then that wraps up and he just kind of looks around for a second and then he's like, news, what's in the news? And then they pull up news clips of emus and they're like, oh, big birds. Am I right?
Yeah.
And
I can't believe it took 4 people to catch a bird.
Yeah. That really feels improvised.
Yeah. This is stupid.
Because he'll say something, they won't even pause the clip. He'll just keep talking.
No, he's just talking over the clip with the news reporter talking. Yeah. And then
he watched that in the green room that day. He's like, now we need to shit on this. Yeah. This is what it is.
Or the other possibility is that they had an actual sketch that Comedy Central was like, you cannot air that.
Oh, that might be it.
Yeah. And they had to fill 5 minutes.
That, I believe, probably is more likely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which, considering what they were putting on Comedy Central in 2005, must have been a doozy of a sketch.
Yeah, it's just sexual assault. It was just... No, they would have put that on Comedy Central in 2005. Never mind.
The rape song.
Jesus, yeah. Exactly.
All I can think is that he might have done blackface. That might have been where their line was.
No, they would have aired that for sure. They didn't care.
2005? Yeah.
Maybe he drew Muhammad. He might have drawn Muhammad. And they may have been like, no. No, because by that point they had been threatened when South Park had Muhammad.
But yeah.
When was that?
That was a few years before this.
Okay.
And they had to cut him out. They had to cut Muhammad out of future airings because they legitimately had like bomb threats against their offices. And the whole episode is themed around like, I'm Carlos Mencia, I hate Muslims. It totally would make sense for the one where they depict Muhammad.
Definitely. Next to a picture of Jesus or something? Yeah, like back and forth.
And then the episode just ends with him pulling up a clip of George Bush flipping everyone off.
It's so much worse than that, though, because what it actually ends with is him going, see, they're showing you this emu thing on the news. They're not showing you the real news. Like this.
Yeah.
Of a clip from several years before.
A clip from several years before of George Bush giving the finger very briefly for a screen test as a joke.
Yeah. And his only comment on this is, we elected him twice. And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
For the people listening at home, too young for this, George Bush was the president for a while. Just throwing it out there, in case you're curious.
He was a bad guy, but now he draws, so he's okay.
Yeah. People love him.
War criminal. Anyway, okay.
I might argue he was less harmful to the world than Carlos Mencia.
I mean, no, Carlos bombs less than George Bush did. Okay.
That's the pilot.
That's the pilot. Oh my God.
And they were like, this is gold. Let's keep digging. You know, we're going for it.
In fairness, they weren't wrong. It was a big hit. People loved it.
Yeah.
They got 4 seasons of this.
And they only stopped because Carlos was like, I think we've perfected it. We can't go any further.
Yeah, we're just going to start retreading the same material.
But also, like, he couldn't have existed in the Obama era.
No.
Yeah.
Also, like, I think that's...
Maybe that's why he quit. He's like, Obama's president. I'm out. Yeah. This is it.
We've solved racism. I fixed it.
Yeah.
This is Carlos Mencia when Obama gets elected. You know, I like to think I had a hand in making this a post-racial society.
Like pointing out how every race is different as much as I could. hey guys, if you're new to the podcast, check us out on Spotify and everything. Rate, review, and subscribe to it. Tell your friends about it. And here are some plugs for people here. Where could they find you, Daniel?
I'm on social media very rarely at Daniel F. Crow. More importantly, Carlos Mencia is on tour now. Go see him.
Go see him. Yes, go see him. Okay. And Daniel.
You can find me at Instagram, Daniel_J_Parafan.
Perfect. Anywhere, anything else you want them to check out?
Yeah, you just check out just
yeah, all of those things. Okay, and you can follow me at DPIC Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, LitGrandma69, and Goblin King Comedy Special. I said another like 10,000 views on it, so go check it out.
You can find David on most dating apps as well. He's out of control.
I'm only on Field.
He's only on Field.
He's also registered sex offender.
Jesus. Yeah, so the second episode.
The highest rated episode.
The highest rated episode.
Season 4, episode 1.
And you said it was what, like 3 stars on IMDb?
The show rating? Is 3 stars overall, but the highest rated episode was given an 8.
Yeah.
Because usually all sorts of people will rate the show, but then fans will rate episode by episode.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of the idea of like, you know, when you tell someone to like watch a show, you're like, no, you got to watch this episode. This is like, this is the good one.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
We're trying to give bad shows, you know, a fair chance by seeing their best episodes.
Yeah. Well.
And I'll say this, don't see any difference.
Yeah.
Maybe a slightly higher production budget.
I would say, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I would say Carlos is more comfortable.
But the audience is more uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's true.
The opening, like, Mind of Mencia, they have 3D graphics, and it's like opening his head up, and there's like wires and shit, and you're like, ooh, that's his dangerous mind. It's edgy.
But also, isn't that Bob and Dave? Didn't they have that? Also, a lot of people have had that. Never mind.
Yeah. So it's like,
so
even the opening is still like, repetitive.
Yeah, it's, well, and so this is post stealing scandal.
Yeah.
So like everything is like very public and out in the open now. And like if you're a fan of Mencia, you know about this probably.
Probably, yeah.
It was like in the news.
Yeah, got around.
And so then like,
well, the first sketch.
What does he open with? Yeah, so the first sketch is you're right.
It's a parody of the show Cheaters, which if you're too young to remember, Cheaters it was a show where someone would be like, I think my girlfriend or boyfriend or wife or whatever is cheating on me. And then they would send private investigators out to follow them. And then you would confront them and be like, why, what's going on? And they actually get the host of Cheaters in this sketch, a man named Joey Greco.
Yeah. What else was he doing?
Well, I would like to say this. At one point on an episode of Cheaters, Joey Greco was actually stabbed when they confronted a man.
Oh, shit.
And I think this may have been more harmful to him being in this sketch.
Just to point
out, really, every time you're just like a terrible thing happens to this person, and yet worse
is being in the room with Carlos Mencia.
05 was when YouTube came out, and 08 was when this like episode came out, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's when the Joe Rogan thing
was on
YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it gotten on YouTube. That's where I saw it.
So yeah. So it was on YouTube. So like you could watch it. Like everyone could see it.
Yeah.
And it was a relatively big clip for YouTube at the time.
Yeah.
And then. So he does the first sketch he does.
Where he's
Cheaters.
A Mormon fundamentalist.
Yeah.
And then they go to confront.
In whiteface.
Yes. But it's not like.
It's powder.
Yeah. When Chappelle did it, there was actual makeup.
Yeah.
And all of that. Carlos Mencia seems to have eaten a donut. That's the level of whiteface he has done.
It is a very. It's tasteful. It's a tasteful amount of whiteface. So.
You watch it and you're like, this isn't that bad, you know. It's a hold up for another 20
well,
years.
Hold on, let's see how it goes from there.
Then they meet his girlfriend who's been cheating on him, and it's
they've been like dating for 6 years.
Yeah, and she's like 8.
Yeah, and she's in the park with a nice
little
young
boy.
Yeah, on a swing set or whatever.
And then they find out that he's also her dad, and then the sketch ends. And Mind of Mencia.
People laugh. We heard
Can
the
you believe
from the
they would let me air this and not let me air that one where I showed Mohammed.
Yeah, I'm so pissed.
So then the first sketch of this
he does like 10 minutes of stand up at the top.
Yeah, he is talks for I think it's a little shorter. I think it's like 6 this time.
But then he stops doing his stand up and he just says something unrelated. He's like, "I'm not excited for the new Indiana Jones movie," out of nowhere.
I think you mentioned movies, and then he's like talking about how it's higher Indiana Jones. When you think about it, is just a guy who steals, and we're like,
is he going to address it?
Is he going to go for it?
The answer is no,
not even a little bit.
He doesn't even try, really.
No, he just shows a sketch where it's like, what if a guy who was stealing from a liquor store was Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
And then they pretty much parody the first movie in a liquor store. And him just, he just steals a 40 and a fat lady rolls
at him like a boulder. And the other guy throws, what was he throwing at him?
Just like peanuts?
Was it nuts? No, that was like, because it made the dart noise.
Yeah, but it was still just peanuts.
Was it peanuts? Okay. And then he gets away with the 40.
The holy ale.
Yeah. The holy ale.
I think it was Indiana Holmes or something. Yeah.
Which, look, I don't have a better pun, but I think you give me 20 minutes, I'll have a better line for you.
That's how much we got left of the podcast, buddy.
Great.
I just feel like any of us could have done a better fucking opening sketch.
It's poorly shot. Like, it looks bad, and I get that they're trying to,
I would like to know that it looks bad. We watch it in a very, dated, pirated copy in 360p or
that's
whatever.
Fair.
No.
But I also bring up that we watch a pirated copy because I think it's moral to steal from Carlos Mencia. I'm stating that on the record right now. Most other shows, like, buy it on Amazon or whatever, but Carlos, you reap what you sow, buddy.
Oh, we're going to steal your jokes. Yeah. And enjoy them somewhat. We tried.
Coming at him. We need to take this guy down a peg. Yeah.
Yeah. No more famous comedian has done that.
Do you think he still gets up at the comedy store, or is that something that doesn't happen?
Probably not the store.
Yeah.
No, for sure not the store, but I'm sure
he might now that all those other guys moved to Austin.
Oh. Maybe. Yeah. They sneak him back in.
Yeah.
Carlos, you're not going to believe it. All your enemies moved to Austin.
Don't go to Austin.
Oh, man. You would totally have a joke about it. Now, they're moving closer to the border, man. That's crazy.
They're going to steal his material. Yeah. About Mexicans.
So then, the Indiana Jones sketch happens.
Yeah, which I can't believe they didn't address it. It's so ballsy to just be like if I got caught, like having sex with someone I wasn't supposed to or something
You're implying you have done it, you just haven't gotten caught yet.
I have a better pun.
Oh, go ahead.
Raiders of the Walmart.
There you go.
Steal alcohol from one.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. There it is.
All right. Thank you.
And also my biggest problem with the sketch in general was that he's like, Indiana Jones is just a guy who steals things, but his production values are so high.
He is a professor. He's not simply a man that steals things. He's a professor of archaeology.
So he's a professional thief. Yeah. I like that, you know?
But also, if you're going to say that the only reason Indiana Jones is cool is because the high production values, then you can't use the shittiest production values of all time to make a bolder woman.
So, from an article from 2023, right? From December?
Yeah, yeah.
Ari Spears says Joe Rogan single-handedly destroyed Carlos Mencia's career.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
For sure.
Jesus Christ. I was just trying to look up his next tour.
We should have booked Joe Rogan as a guest for this.
Oh, fuck. Look,
he could have told us how many of us it would have taken to fight an emu.
He apparently is in Bellflower, California, all through March, and Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, guys, are we making a little trip?
Yeah,
where's he playing in Arlington?
I have no idea.
He's playing the cemetery.
Oh, the Arlington Cinema and Draft House.
He's playing the Draft House.
Okay, yeah.
That's so funny. That's like a place.
That's still like in the big theater. It's like a 300 seater or whatever.
It is. It's a nice place, but it's also a place where like a lot of like comedy. Like you need one TV credit to play there.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, he's not. Because look, he's in Bellflower, California. And he's performing at a place called the Stand Up Comedy Club.
Yeah.
That's this weekend.
That's like he made up dates to put on his website. Just so it looks like he's doing stuff.
He's stealing other people's dates.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. And then they go to the next sketch. Alzheimer cop.
Oh, God.
Because things are too PC now, and they're letting a cop with Alzheimer's stay on the force.
Which he has no real evidence. That wasn't like a popular story.
He shows a news article.
But it's clearly a fake news article.
Yeah, doctor. It says city plans to cut budget.
From like the Illinois Tribune or something.
Yeah. I'm going to Google cop with Alzheimer's.
And then never like, there was no like national outrage or anything. He was just kind of fucking digging for something. And then in that sketch, that cop shoots somebody twice. two different guys he just shoots, and you're like, okay, well.
For a minute, you're like, is he making a point about police brutality? And you're like, oh, no, he's not. Yeah. No, not nuanced in the slightest. He's just like, wouldn't it be funny if a cop forgot?
Yeah, and just shoot people. Ba-pow.
So there's no police with Alzheimer's. That's not real.
It's not. Just made it up.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But it's so weird because you could find a real survey of a blind cop probably or something. Definitely. And like if you're Carlos Mencia, that's enough of a disability to make fun of.
Yeah, if I'm Carlos Mencia, I'm not going to do one about a blind cop.
What no, but you don't do it about.
It's about a blind KKK member because it's never been done before. Certainly not on a show that Comedy Central considered you the heir apparent to.
Perfect.
Well, so that's the thing. It's like if you could do something like having a blind cop and then be like, what's next? A cop with Alzheimer's? Do your dumb sketch.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to get me in the place where I'm like, well, that's not real.
Yeah.
That didn't happen at all.
Who do you think pitched that in the writers? It's just like, someone's like, you know, it'd be funny if a cop had Alzheimer's. And just, they were like, yeah, go with it.
He's like, you've struck gold.
Yeah.
In fact, I came up with that.
Yeah. That was a good idea I had.
You better act like you had Alzheimer's and forget you had that idea.
Yeah. You know who I am?
I'm curious if he remembers that he did that sketch.
Do I know who I am?
Yeah. I'm about to email him like, hey, can I get a spot on your show? Is that okay? Sorry, suckers. I'm living it up now. And then this podcast comes out and ruins that whole Carlos Mencia gravy train. Fuck.
That would really make us Joe Rogan if we ruined your career.
Yeah. Me shitting on him. Yeah, hey, boss, no.
We brought you on this podcast to bring up allegations that you stole from Carlos Mencia.
No. But I am a Guatemalan. You don't believe me? No me gusta.
Yep, just two white guys taking down yeah. with a podcast, taking down a Latino.
Finally.
Okay, and then, so yeah, let's get Alzheimer's cop boring, frankly. It's like, do you know why I pulled you over? Do I know why I pulled you over?
Yeah.
But that's, I bet you that's how the sketch happened. It's like, do you know, like, what was the cop forgot why he pulled you? Do you know why he pulled me over? No, do you? That's funnier
if it's not Alzheimer's related, actually.
Yeah, if it's just a dumb cop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm already more on
and
board.
He was just scratching. He did the cliche scratch your head with a gun thing. That's always been done to death, you know? It's a Simpsons joke, I think, with Wiggum.
Yeah, constantly, probably. Yeah, so took that. It's a lot of lowest common denominator.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, he's not stealing a lot of these. It's just, he's doing the most base hacky jokes.
Definitely.
Which a lot of people have done.
I would believe he took a joke book and made a show around it.
That is what he did in real life.
He was doing joke book jokes?
When he first started, he took a joke book.
What?
And took, I swear to God, he'll say it. It's on like that Marin podcast. That was how he started doing comedy, he's all persona. Which is strong, which is why it worked, because people like that like weird fake tough guy act.
Yeah.
Because that's like a very insecure man. You could see it on his eyes. He's like so close to crying at any point.
Yeah.
He's very sensitive. Why are we making fun of this sad man? No, he's so sensitive. But like you see it in there and
anyone
it's like.
Anyone that's been on TV, even remotely in the last 25 years.
No, that's not true. Wait, I've been on TV.
Oh.
Peacock.
Oh, I mean, it was a show about him.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So it's like, I think we can make fun of him.
No, mine was for Kevin Hart's Road Comics. That does not count.
Oh, fuck. Does that count? Did you get paid?
Yeah, I got paid.
How much?
I don't fucking know.
Joey, just say a number and bleep it out. But like, make it sound like a really long number. Yeah. It was a real long bleep. Yeah. And people were like, what?
And they were like, whoa.
It's weird. In the middle of it, I just say a slur again.
Oh, my God. Any excuse, David.
Come on.
Well, when I made all that money off of say whatever I want.
Yeah.
What's the next sketch?
Yeah. Oh, this one,
our fur one?
Before we get to that one, because we should close with that one. Yeah. There's a cockfighting cartoon that's like the closest I've ever seen to like Carlos Mencia showing some form of vulnerability.
Yeah,
was him being like, my dad took me to a cockfighting match and it was terrifying and very sad.
And then I ate chicken afterwards.
And I didn't get the irony.
Yeah.
That's the whole sketch.
Yeah.
It's an animated, you watch two chickens fight each other.
What are you trying, are you trying to say if you don't watch chickens killing each other, you're a hypocrite because you're eating chicken. That's what he was saying.
I think so. Yeah. Like he is very much like on this like weird thing of like, if I'm, everybody's as bad as me, so how bad do you want to make me?
Yeah, true.
Because I'll bring you all to my level of like, I'll decide what's morally okay.
I'm not a hypocrite. I'm just a joke thief. But you guys lie to yourself every day.
Every day you eat chicken. You can't, just because we're raising chickens to fight each other for sport and you're eating them.
Same shit. Also, he's not even doing it.
Yeah.
It's not like he owns a fucking cockfighting ring.
He just showed up to one.
Yeah, he just went to one.
As a child. And didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I can see why you were traumatized by your fucking dad. Holy shit, that's weird.
I wonder if he just told that as a sad story in the room.
He probably just lied about it. It's all made up.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a hard story.
When he was on set with Forrest Whitaker and they needed him to show emotion and they're like, can you draw like on a sad thing from your past? That was what he thought of.
Thought about his show getting canceled.
Yeah. No, he canceled it himself. You don't understand.
Yeah, he definitely canceled it himself. And definitely was it the year after his joke thief allegations came
also out. At like South Park, a show on the same network eviscerated him.
Yeah.
More popular show.
That's true.
The gay fish thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we got the big sketch of the show. It's a circus in Darfur.
It's not even in poor taste. It's like he has COVID and has no taste anymore. It's beyond poor taste.
It was offensive for the day. You know, like it was.
They
it
were
was
in the middle of a genocide when he did this sketch. Mid genocide.
Nobody said it's not funny. Like they were all like, "Yeah, go for it.
Get him."
Puppets with no hands.
Yeah. So
no arms.
He's a clown that runs a children's show out of a hut in Darfur.
Yeah.
And then there's a little kid that lost his arms. He's a puppet. There's another kid that's a refugee that makes shoes.
Yeah. A bowl of diarrhea.
There's dysentery. Dysentery.
Dysentery.
Dis.
Yeah.
A shoe?
A shoe that the kid makes.
Just like, it also really, really trying to copy. It copied two people. It copied Eddie Murphy on SNL, his like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood thing. He copied him trying to do the same with the clown, and he copied Chappelle's STD puppet thing.
There may have also been a little influence from at the time Wonder Shows and was on.
Oh, yeah. That's a very Wonder Shows. But like
Wonder Shows, and it's a miracle their stuff worked.
Yeah,
this stuff was equally like towing the line, but they pulled it off, unlike this.
Well, because they were actually going for the gut.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, it's like if you listen to what Carlos Mencia is saying, he's like, black people steal, but also not. And you're like, is that the point you want to make right now? Yeah. Is that really what you're trying to say? Yeah. Muslims blow people up?
These people are different than you.
Yeah, he has no joke here other than, isn't it funny that there are child soldiers and pregnant teenagers in Darfur?
Yeah.
Not really.
He's just showing you the tragedy and expecting you to laugh, and it's like, the joke is that you're doing it?
He's also definitely dressed like a clown, so he didn't have to do blackface in this sketch.
They cut that out, too.
Yeah.
So he's doing it's Mr. Rogers as a clown walking around. There's what's the limbless guy's name? Gimpy? Was it Gimpy?
Oh my god.
No, he's Half-Pint.
Half-Pint. Pretty bad.
Yeah.
He's like, he said I'm stumped and then the puppets laughed.
And then he got shot.
Yeah, they shot that puppet twice. Yeah, he has no arms, but he's super excited about still having feet.
Jesus Christ.
But one of his feet, he stepped through a nail and it's gangrenous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was terrifying.
It was pretty bad.
Here's what I will say. I think this does speak to like Carlos Mencia's general worldview point, which is America is great. And if you don't like it, get fucked.
Yeah.
Mencia, America great again.
Yeah. Yo, you know when Trump got elected, he was like, maybe I can get my show back.
Yeah,
oh my like God. This again.
Honestly, there are parts of TikTok that he would do very well on. And that's upsetting. But
well, he's still touring, so people are buying tickets.
Yeah. Well, and then the other viewpoint he has though is like it's a ruthless survival instinct, I would say, is like the best way I can put it. It's like I need to win because I have to survive.
I think he has zero self-reflection and you're giving him too much credit.
No, but I'm saying, like, even the way he's talking about stuff, like the way he's talking about stuff, it's like, it doesn't even, he doesn't even think about, it's not even like, it's, I need to win. So if I can take this thing, will help me win, then I'll take it.
This guy, apparently he stole from not just Joe Rogan.
No, he didn't steal from Rogan.
No, he stole from...
Well, he stole from Ari Shaffir, but then it also it was like Steve Trevino.
I think he was one of his writers, though.
Mexican comics.
On the show.
Well, yeah, he was, but he brought his, he brought, he had these people in like kind of like pimp like relationships where it's like they were completely dependent on him. And then he would just steal their material and stuff that he liked. Mm.
Who's the guy that was a big, George Lopez.
George Lopez.
Supposedly George Lopez punched him in the fucking face or some shit like that.
Damn.
For stealing from him. Cause George Lopez is a real motherfucker.
George Lopez is real as shit.
Yeah.
It's gonna be hard to go after his shows, but we will.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Some of them are decent.
Of course.
I haven't seen Lopez v. Lopez yet.
I can't imagine it did well. It probably got canceled.
It's this trend going on right now where famous celebrity people are trying to get their kids into the mix and get them their SAG cards and get them shows. Yeah. And so like Rob Lowe did it with his kid to just get them like attach up, be like, hey, look, here's my guy.
Yeah, his nepos.
Yeah, so there are several shows that have kind of done that because you get a big name attached. And a kid, so that's usually a pretty winning.
Gross.
Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and say that it did not improve on its highest rated episode.
I think it got worse.
No. I think it got worse. Yeah,
much
I think
worse.
More.
He went to his head. The success.
Yeah,
he was like, I'm untouchable.
I can make fun of Darfur and have a talking gun shoot a child in the chest twice. Also, yeah,
I don't want to say it's impossible to make fun of the situation at that point, but you need to be a way more skilled comedy writer than Carlos Mencia.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to have a point of view about it other than it's bad.
What are you saying here? Yeah, what were you...
Nothing, he's not saying anything.
Exactly.
He's just showing us tragedies and hoping we laugh.
Yeah, he just had cracking up.
God, actually, if Carlos Mencia is secretly like a super nihilistic, impossibly good comic...
Oh my God.
...that it's like the joke is...
He's going to pull a Krusty the Clown and come back, just edgy fucking comic, just crushing it.
Yeah, he just comes out as like the next Bill Hicks.
Yeah.
Who saw this turn coming from it?
Yeah.
Well, if he wanted to steal from Bill Hicks, he could just do Dennis Leary's act. Okay. Anyway.
Nice.
We know about that one?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. As we're just like airing weird, dirty laundry. Yeah. Oh, no. I'll never be able to work for Rescue Me.
He has a production company, too. But
that's true. You're right. I shouldn't shit on him.
He's going to buy this podcast out just to fire you off of it.
That would be so funny. I would love that spite.
We would still end up with money.
Yeah.
Please rain that spite down on me. Okay, yeah, it did not get better. Daniel, how would you improve the show?
All right, so Chappelle's show ends.
Yeah.
Comedy Central says, we need a new one. Let's make a Latin Chappelle show. Okay. Do you know who was not gone into hiding? The writing staff of Chappelle's show. So just, you probably still have them under contract. They have success. Keep them. I'm sure Carlos Mencia can deliver their jokes.
Although, here's the thing is, and that you don't use, but they wouldn't work with Carlos Mencia.
So Paul Mooney? No way Paul Mooney would want to work
That's
with
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, Bill Burr?
It's like you're giving me an extreme Kevin hypothetical Newman. For how I would improve the show.
No, but I'm saying point. Like, but you know, but I agree with you. I think that's a great idea. You could just keep the writers of the Chappelle show.
Yeah.
For I guess you have to keep Carlos Mencia. That's true.
They're like, do we need him? Is that
that was my thought? I was like, but honestly,
they can figure out a way to make it work.
I would say though, you make a better show by just keeping the Chappelle show writers and then just hiring a different Latino artist who the writers all like, and they'll make him a star.
Yeah.
That's a much easier way to do it.
Yeah, just bring in George Lopez. Don't say anything. Just keep just being like, oh,
just
mind
call
of
it Chappelle shows.
Yeah.
Okay. And what show would you recommend?
Oh, I mentioned earlier, but if you want something that is edgy, but also funny from the same time period, you should just watch Wonder Shows and instead.
Is Wonder Shows kind of fucked up now?
Yeah, very. Well, it's a good point. I haven't watched it in a long time. But at the time, when I was watching it, it seemed like they actually had points behind them.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Daniel, how would you improve the show?
I guess just, yeah, like, just I end up replacing him. Like, it's no...
Just different Mencia?
Yeah, I feel
see
like
if he has any...
somebody else.
He's got 16 siblings. One of them's got to be charming.
Yeah, for real. Do you think his whole show is his cousins or something? Like, what the fuck? His brother, Joseph, I think, is on it.
Yeah, his brother, Joe's on it. Like, 20 of the 60 episodes or something. That's the other thing. There are no regular players but Mencia. Like, everyone, like...
He burns bridges, apparently.
But, yeah, but, like, that. Brad, what's his name?
Williams.
Yeah, Brad Williams is in it for, like, 20 episodes, but yet nobody is in it for, like... He doesn't have any regular players for long periods of time, which is, you know, pretty telling.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Because, like, every sketch show, like, there are... Chappelle had the regular people that were in. Yeah.
Charlie Murphy and Donnie Rawlings.
Yeah, exactly. So you had these people that were in it.
And who added to the show overall.
Yeah, who make the show better.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you didn't even think of that. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, and it's just fucking Carlos Mencia dying on his island trying to claim how he's the best. He never makes fun of him. That's what I would change about the show, by the way. Oh, wait,
make fun of yourself?
He doesn't make fun of himself
once. Not at all, yeah.
He says he makes fun of everybody, and he makes fun of everybody but Carlos
Classic
Mencia.
Bully shit. It is classic bully stuff.
Because that's the thing. It's like whenever someone's like, I'm not racist, I hate everybody or something. It's like, not every... Arguably, you love yourself usually. Or like...
You think you're the best. You want everyone to be you.
Yeah, you're against...
That's arguably worse. At least this way there's diversity, you know?
At least there's diversity in how you hate.
Yeah.
You have a point of view. That's... You can't hate everyone. That's no point of view.
Yeah.
What a diatribe of nothing I just said.
Yeah. It's okay. Just like Carlos Mencia's act.
You know, it's really telling because there is no other comic I think we would do this to.
Yeah, we can just openly talk. Oh, fuck, yeah.
Like, I can't think of another comic we would do this so blatantly.
No, there's other hacks. I mean, Robin Williams was for one.
Well,
he's not a hack, but
that's literally, we're not talking about him
like
that.
Yeah, good point. Who's a big hack than someone else?
But, like, I mean.
There's this guy, David Piccolomini.
Yeah.
I don't respect.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I guess, like, Larry the Cable Guy. But even then, I see more craft behind it. It's because he stole. It's literally he violated code
the one
zero.
Rule. Yeah, the one fucking rule.
Yeah.
Both of you need to recommend a show.
Yeah, please.
From that time period? Or just
no, just
whatever,
any a
whatever.
Good show you think people should check out.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. How about the Joe Rogan podcast? I need you to check that out.
News Radio starring Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm going to recommend Danger 5, which is a very fun show about killing Nazis. It's a show set in the 50s as like an international spy agency, and it's a comedy parody from Australia. It's really funny. It has a group of five people from five different countries all working together.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I actually, like, probably 10, 15 episodes ago recommended Danger 5.
Uh-huh.
So that means you stole from me.
Wow.
You hack.
Wow. I'm resigning from the podcast. Thanks for joining my Rogan.